You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day. So what can you do to find and build patience in your life? And how do I do it for myself? First, you want to know, what does patience feel like? Patience feels like acceptance. It feels like a comfort with how everything is. It feels like things are moving at the right pace, not too fast, not too slow. Patience feels like tranquility, like peace and serenity. A look at the world as if everything is just fine. Everything's good, just how it is. A look at your work and what you're doing as the pace you're doing it at's just fine. The place you're at is just fine. It's a place of acceptance. So that's what patience feels like. Here's what impatience feels like. And getting to know what impatience feels like will allow you to step out of it into patience. Because I get impatient. Believe me, I get impatient. And so I have to know what impatience feels like so that then I can transition and become patient. Impatience feels like restlessness. So like if you're sitting somewhere, you know, the bouncing around that happens. If you're sitting somewhere and you have your leg moving constantly, I used to do that a lot. Your leg's moving when you're sitting down in a chair. That's impatience. You're trying to go somewhere. You're trying to move ahead. Impatience feels like irritation. A car pulls out in front of you and you're like, damn it, I'm late. That's impatience. Patience, when a car pulls out in front of you, feels like, oh, okay, a car pulled out in front of me. It's fine. I'll get there when it's time. Patience feels like I don't have to be anywhere or do anything. It's a wonderful feeling. I don't have to be anywhere or do anything right now. There's nothing else I need to do right now. This is great. And that's how I feel with you right now. I don't need to be anywhere else. I don't need to do anything else. I'm where I'm supposed to be. Impatience feels like you don't have time for that deep breath I just took. The short, shallow breath. All right, what are we going to do? Come on. That's what impatience feels like. Impatience feels like a means to an end. Let me get this out of the way so I can get to where I want to. Impatience feels like being in a hurry. Come on. And I know I've spent a lot of time in impatience in my life. And I share this to help you just as much as to help myself. Impatience feels like being late. Come on. Impatience feels like, man, I'm never going to get this done. I'm making this lecture. I'm only a third of the way through the course. I'm never going to get this done. Why even bother? That's what impatience feels like. And so if you know what impatience feels like, then you can also be in serenity. If you know what patience feels like and you know what impatience feels like, you will pull into patience just by recognizing impatience and having some space from it. So Thursday, it was 9:40 and I got in a hurry to go to the gym. And then I realized, oh, this is impatience. Deep breath. All right, everything's fine, just to where it is. So when you see impatience, then you have the option to go into patience. And the easiest way to go into patience is just to take a deep breath. And if you got impatient watching that, then that's impatience. There it is. And there's nothing wrong with it. You just have to notice it and know that patience is much more effective. If you feel like I'm speaking in slow motion, because hurry up, get the damn words out, come on, come on, come on. If you feel like that, that's blocking your genius. It's getting in the way of your genius, because genius happens with slow, consistent, patient work. Your brain needs time. Your brain needs to be able to process things and to put things together. You can have a great idea one day, and it might not be a great idea the next day. I know I've had a lot of those. You might call them aha moments. Oh yes, this is gonna change the world. And then I wake up the next day like, that was dumb. The idea is you want to be in a place where you understand life comes and goes in various things. So this helps with moods a lot. I used to get sad, and all I could think about was not being sad. I want to not be sad. What can I do so I'm not sad? Now if I get sad, it's fine. It'll pass. I'll be happy at some point, and I don't have to do anything. All I have to do is do what I normally do, and sad will pass. When I'm happy, yay, that will pass too. And at some point, I'll either be kind of neutral or I'll be sad. And that's fine too. The moods I have are okay. I'm patient now with myself. And it's easier to start off by trying to find patience for the world. Things like people cutting in front of you in line, the cashier taking too long at the store, the book you ordered in the mail not coming, or what you did online. You submitted your information and no one's responded yet. You called customer service and you have to wait. It's easier to see the opportunities to be patient with life outside. The ultimate goal is to be patient with yourself inside. Because if you get impatient with yourself, you'll start things and not finish them. You will get in the way of your genius. Your genius is peaceful, quiet, consistent, and always there. Impatience gets in front of that. It's like a big distraction, a big party. And it might not be a very fun party lots of times. And it gets in the way. Impatience blocks out your ability to see your inner genius. So when you get all frustrated and upset, I know it freaked my wife out one night. I couldn't log in to HBO Go. And I flipped out. I'm like, I want to watch this now. And the next day it worked fine. That's the value of patience. Is being able to accept things. And that most problems will solve themselves. You know, I've found I have a lot less problems when I'm patient. Most problems will solve themselves. And the ones that don't, for example, my sprinkler pump's been out for several months now and I've just let it go. The ones that don't solve themselves, if you're patient, will often have an opportunity presented to you that makes an easy solution. Whether it's time to fix the problem, things like my pool pump. I didn't know what to do with it. I was fairly patient with it. And then I got a nice new pool pump from Pinch a Penny. Things like the HBO Go sign in. If you just wait, the problem goes away. Playing League of Legends last night, it kept disconnecting. I said, okay, I'll go play a different game. Patience will lead you to make decisions that are smart. Patience will lead you to stop banging your head off the wall. And it, damn it, work, 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 you work. And if you are trying to make a new invention, if you're trying to do something like make a course like this, if you're trying to write a book, if you're trying to paint something, no matter what you're trying to use your inner genius to do, you will need patience for it because sometimes things will go wrong. Some days I go to upload my videos to Udemy and they won't upload. They take forever, it doesn't work, it drops. You know what I do? Okay, I'll try once again. Usually I'll try twice. And if it doesn't work on the second time, I'll try again tomorrow. The engineers will fix the problem. They're aware of the problems because the people who are impatient are very quick to bring the problems to their attention. And so usually, if you are patient, other people will go ahead and solve your problems for you. They'll call the company up and complain. And soon enough, things will get fixed on their own. I used to get crazy impatient when the internet wouldn't work. Oh my God. I remember flipping out so much. I'd have made drinks up. I'd be sitting at home trying to play a video game. And man, I'd flip if that internet wouldn't work. And what did that get me? A night full of pain and misery and suffering. When I could have just said, okay, the internet's not working. I'll go watch a movie. Then the next day, I'd feel bad I didn't watch a movie and all that time I had available. I'd drink too much to try and numb the pain I was causing myself over being impatient. So today, the easiest thing you can do is just take a deep breath. And understand that having patience with the world is inseparable from having patience with yourself. And that having patience with yourself will not only allow your inner genius to come out, it will let you have a brilliant life. So thank you for having patience going through this lecture with me. Thank you for having patience going through this course. And next, I'll talk a little bit about what you can do today to find a little patience, a little bit more patience in your day. Thank you. Thank you very much for making it all the way to the end of this video. When you want to keep watching more like this, I trust you'll subscribe on YouTube and follow the Jerry Banfield vlog playlist because you'll get more videos like this almost every day where I'm just talking on and on about something that I think you might enjoy. If you want the screen capture video tutorials, I've got a video tutorials by Jerry Banfield playlist I think you might love and enjoy. What you've watched is part of Genius in 21 Days. This is a life-changing course that I've worked and continue working on myself to be at, live at, enjoy my full potential in life. You can see how I look now 3 years after I filmed this course. Versus the video itself, you can see a physical transformation in me that you can get going in this course yourself. I've seen reviews on it saying that this is a life-changing course and I've experienced it for myself. You can take this course on Uthena. You might even be able to find a bit of a discount if you look in the coupons. You'll see it as a full 21-day curriculum on it here with 3 videos a day that you do here and 2 or 3 videos you do a day. And the idea is you go through and do a practical exercise and you do this as a part of a complete life of service and working to reach your maximum potential every single day. You do this as a part of expanding your mind, growing and connecting. You also can take this course currently on Skillshare. When you go look in the description, you'll find a link on Skillshare. What's nice about Skillshare is that you get to take all the video courses on Skillshare, which means all my courses, plus there's 25,000 others. I get $10 when you use my link to join, plus I get a few cents for every minute you watch on my videos. The downside of Skillshare, it is $15 a month or $96 a year if you hate subscriptions. You might prefer to just go buy the course on Uthena where you can pay once and have it for life without that kind of commitment. If you really do want to get the full Jerry Banfield experience, check out the bundles on Uthena. You can get the Forever All Course Bundle, which gives you all my courses forever for one price. Or the very best experiences, the Jerry Banfield Partners. It's a mastermind for doing good and earning more online. This is where you get into my inner circle. I have weekly voice calls every week. And I've got a partners-only Facebook group. You get access to experienced influencers and entrepreneurs online. What you might even do best with are the employment opportunities. I look within my partner group first for any new opportunities I have, which seem to be coming up a lot lately. Several of my partners have made something like 5 or 10 times as much as they invested in the partner membership just directly from me paying for services, things like graphic design, video editing with partners. And so other partners have applied what we've learned and talked about to earn much more than that. Thank you very much for joining us here today. We love you. You're awesome. And since you're one of the few that's made it all the way to the end, I imagine I'll be seeing you again real soon. Will you please join us as a subscriber on YouTube and as a follower on Facebook by liking the page, because you made it this far in. I'm imagining you will love continuing to see more of the same kinds of videos from me each day.